escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 19th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1967, just a day after a Soviet space probe had plunged through the planet's thick atmosphere, NASA's Mariner 5 flew past the planet Venus, taking its readings from above the Venusian clouds. Born on this day in 1903, actor Tor Johnson, part of the legendary cast of the less-than-legendary Plan 9 from Outer Space. Born in 1945, actor John Lithgow.
We must act! Escape! Or die! We must work faster! To finish the great vehicle itself, so we can enter the eighth dimension and free our trapped comrades, so we can return home and seize power once again. We must work while the clock she's ticking.
We
hide, they seek.
Step to the back of the clock.
Where are we going?
Philip Pullman, author of the His Dark Materials trilogy, was born today in 1946. Iron Man director Jon Favreau was born in 1966. In 1977, if anyone needed any further confirmation that Star Wars had changed pop culture forever, the Electric Light Orchestra released the album Out of the Blue. Only this time, the band's familiar jukebox logo had been turned into a flying saucer by the cover artist. In 1981, Blake 7 had a new ship, and now it needed new engines.
If we want to keep this heap of ironmongery operational, we have to visit Altern 5 in order to recover Celsium ore to make fuel crystals. Hitching a ride into the Altern system on that asteroid is the only way we're going to get past any Federation patrols and within teleport distance of Altern 5. Now, if anyone has a better idea, I'd like to hear it.
I wish I kept my mouth shut.
Range 60,000.
30 seconds thrust at maximum power, vectored at 370, will match our course and velocity through the Altern system with the asteroid.
Thrust vectors set. Stand by and override monitor.
Standing by.
Just how close are you planning to get to that thing, Avon?
50 yards.
50 yards? Oh, come on, Avon!
Near enough to be in its radar shadow without the risk of being damaged by its spin. Slave, we shall need the precision guidance subsystems online for the final approach.
Yes, Master. Precision guidance on line and standby. Main drive thrust condition green for activation on your command.
Do we have to go that near? That spin won't just damage us if we overshoot. It'll tear the ship apart.
Bill is right. We need a safer standoff.
The closer we get, the less risk there is of our being detected by a Federation patrol.
Range.
5,000. There won't be anything left of us to detect unless we match velocity and course now.
The episode Star Drive was part of the show's final season. In 1987, just 4 weeks into Star Trek The Next Generation's run, an alien race was introduced that was supposed to be the new series' main villain.
Is this a female? A human, female, LaTeX?
It's true. You work with your females. Arm them. And force them to wear clothing. Sickening.
But neither viewers nor the episode's director took to the Ferengi, and they didn't appear again until they had undergone a rethink to give them a profit motive, and maybe just a little bit less caffeine. In 1998, the crew of Deep Space Nine stepped up to the plate.
As you probably know, the starship Dacumbra is docked at our station. What you may not know is that their captain considers his crew, an all-Vulcan crew, by the way, to be the finest in the fleet. I happen to think that the people sitting at this table comprise the finest crew in the quadrant.
You're not going to get much of an argument from this group.
I didn't think so. Which is why when their captain challenged us to a contest of courage, teamwork, and sacrifice, I accepted on your behalf.
We will destroy them.
I was hoping for that reaction.
So when is this Clash of the Titans?
2 weeks in Holosuite 5.
What's the contest?
Baseball.
In the unusual baseball-themed holodeck episode, Take Me Out to the Holosuite, many of the show's cast have openly admitted that as badly as their characters played baseball, they were actually worse, and stunt performers had to step in. And in 2004, UK satellite station Sky One premiered the first season of the new Battlestar Galactica, months ahead of its U.S. premiere.
Jump 237, complete.
All civilian ships present and accounted for, sir.
Start the clock.
And let's start prepping for the next jump.
Clock is running. 33 minutes. Mark.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Payne.